This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The stock market is up this morning, but first, hiring and sick leave policy at one of the biggest private employers. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The third largest retailer in the world is Kroger, the supermarket chain with many brands. It's hiring 10,000 people. 2,000 have already signed on. Many, Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen told me, from industries already hit by the downturn.
We're partnering with different hotels and restaurants and other chains trying to accelerate our hiring process, and we're having great luck bringing people on, and it's high-talented people, and it's really helping us continue to meet the demands and expectations of our customers.
I'm just trying to understand why you would need more people. Just the surge in demand requires more hands on deck?
Yes. Yeah, the surge in demand. And, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do is be able to let our people have some time off to be able to refresh. And by having more associates, that allows, you know, the existing ones to have a day off, be able to work some normal hours, because obviously today it's a high-stress environment.
Yeah. And there has been controversy over sick leave at your stores. The company just started offering, what, 2 weeks' pay for people who test positive for coronavirus or who might have to be quarantined? Is that how it works?
What we've put in is an emergency sick leave plan, and if somebody test positive for COVID-19, they would be under sick leave. If they're under quarantine, then it's the 14 days. And our average hourly pay is over $15 an hour. If you look at benefits, it's over $20 an hour. So for us, our design, we look at it every single year, and it really is a reflection of what our associates tell us is important.
I mean, one of the challenges here, right, is that testing for coronavirus is still hard to come by. Do you worry your employees who feel like maybe they're getting sick but can't prove it with a test yet are going to come into work anyway?
I mean, we ask our associates, if you are feeling ill at all, please do not come to work. Do not take a chance. Reach out immediately to your medical provider.
Well, why not just offer a set number of days that you'll pay if people have to call in sick for any reason? I mean, lots of companies do that, even many nonprofits.
Well, as I said before, if you look at our overall benefit package, it really is a reflection of what people tell us is important. We have tremendous amounts of labor contracts across the country. Each contract is negotiated separately, and it really is a reflection of what the unions hear from their members in that negotiation process.
I mean, a suggestion would be to ask that question again, given the new context of coronavirus. Maybe the associates, your workers, might embrace paid sick leave, place a higher priority on it now.
Well, you know, it's something that it is always an ongoing discussion and conversation with our union partners. So, you know, that's something that will be part of the conversation on a daily basis as we go forward.
Rodney McMullen, CEO of the supermarket chain Kroger, which has many brands, including Fred Meyer, Harris Teeter, and Ralph's, to name just a few. Kroger is the third largest retail company in the world and the biggest supermarket chain in America. Mr. McMullen, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Meanwhile, Walmart is also doing a surge in hiring, looking for 150,000 people, and is paying $300 cash bonuses to existing full-timers and $150 to part-timers. Context, yesterday the government reported 281,000 more people signed up for unemployment benefits for the first time, a sharper-than-expected rise. This was the week that ended last Saturday, but Goldman Sachs is predicting that number will rise to 2.25 million people signing up for unemployment this week. Now to financial markets. Look at this, possibly 2 days of improvement in a row. After the Dow went up 188 points, 1% yesterday, the Dow future this morning is up a robust 758 points, 3.8%. The S&P future up 3.4%. NASDAQ future up 4.8%. London's up 2.4% as investors take some heart in central bank and government stimulus measures in the face of the coronavirus. The benchmark 10-year U.S. interest rate is down below 1% as people return to buying some bonds. With the California governor last evening issuing a statewide stay-at-home order, we're looking at how that most populous state categorizes non-essential businesses where people stay home and essential ones where workers come to the work site. It'll be at marketplace.org this morning if you miss our coverage on the air.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
The White House wants $50 billion to help U.S. airlines stay alive and another $150 billion to other distressed industries. Now, this isn't money, no questions asked. The government could take an ownership stake in the firms that get bailed out. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Such a plan would give big publicly traded companies billions to keep the lights on and keep workers on the payroll. In exchange, the government would get stock ownership. The bank and automaker bailouts in the financial crisis work the same way. As the economy recovers, the government sells off its stock and
the financial rescue bailout doesn't end up costing the U.S. taxpayer any money.
Austin Goolsbee chaired President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. He says taking equity could give the government leverage over how bailout money is used.
Imposing employment agreements that they can't take the money, fire all the workers.
Or use it to pay big dividends to shareholders. Michael Gratz at Columbia Law School says government equity investment is a bad idea.
I don't think most large businesses are cash constrained.
Gratz says government loans for companies most at risk would be the better way to go. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Now, events are moving especially fast these days, don't you think? Read our take on Marketplace stories of the day in the handy form of our daily newsletter. Sign up free at marketplace.org/newsletters. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.